additional tomato growers have joined the lawsuit against the federal government, seeking reimbursement for money they lost back in 2008 when the Food and Drug Administration erroneously warned consumers against eating Florida tomatoes during a salmonella outbreak. An outbreak that, of course, FDA ultimately found was caused by hot peppers from Mexico. But not before tomato growers lost the value of their entire spring crop in the 6 weeks between the agency's first public warning about Florida tomatoes and its eventual announcement that tomatoes were indeed not the cause of the outbreak. Initially, 17 growers said they collectively lost more than $40 million. Now, with the addition of 13 more growers, the amount of losses is substantially more. The government has asked that the case be dismissed, claiming that the FDA did not take final action during the outbreak in relation to Florida tomatoes. And even if it had, the situation does not meet the Constitution's definition of taking. However, growers contend the Fifth Amendment's taking clause does apply because it includes government actions where property is taken, both announced as in eminent domain cases and unannounced as in the tomato growers case. The judge is expected to rule on whether to dismiss the case by August or September. According to the grower's attorney, Stephen Turner, this case is of interest industry-wide because next time it could be apples or sweet potatoes. You can find more about the devastating saga in our archives at southeastagnet.com. Just enter the keywords tomato and salmonella. Julie Mack Peek with Southeast Agnet.